just when you thought your 2021 was going to be good, we're back. It's the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I'm your host, Sean, co-host, Danny, buddy, man. How are you, man? It's been a long time.
It, as the song says, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, something we just figured 2021 isn't already full enough of generic white dudes with shitty opinions.
Dude, I upgraded my glasses, and I feel like I look more like a podcaster now.
You're just one man bun away from being generic white dude number 1,762. like my favorite generic white dude story is there was this guy that was reading a story about how all hipsters look alike.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got mad because they used his picture, and so he took the publication to court to sue them.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't him in the picture.
That's hilarious.
Like he couldn't even tell the hipster dude that looked so much like him in the picture that he thought it was him. which you know proved their point that hipster white dudes all look alike.
Yeah, take that. Ka-choo. Ka-choo. That'll show him.
That'll show random generic white hipster dude.
Oh, how was your holidays?
You know, it's weird. Like, I didn't work any more necessarily during Christmas than I have been, but that's just because I've been working, like, a lot of overtime since the whole pandemic thing began because everyone can't leave their house and has to order shit online.
Gotcha. So you felt like you already made enough money throughout the year. You didn't have to kill yourself during Christmas?
Well, it's not, and also they hired so many people, so they actually got smart. They figured it's cheaper to pay, like, new hires off the streets than it is to pay somebody, you know, double pay on a Sunday.
Weird. Yeah, probably. Weird.
But the best part was, like, I'm part of a Facebook group for the union, and just watching the meltdown of all the people that are like, it's Christmas, we're entitled to these hours. And it's like, no, you're not, dude. If the company was smart, they would hire more people than they need because it's cheaper. Sucks for you that you hope and pray that you can work 120 hours a week during Christmas to make up for your dumbass three during the year when you go home early every week and only work, like, you know, 30 hours a week during the year.
Yeah. True.
But yeah, how about you, man?
It was pretty good. Like you said, didn't really do anything, just kind of hung around. So played some games and had some beer and whatnot. We didn't even make it to midnight on New Year's.
Dude, we didn't even try. Like, I was like, I looked at my wife and it was like almost 10:30, and I'm like, I'm falling asleep. I'm going to bed.
You're like, I give up.
Yeah. Like, there's no point. It's not like we're at, you know, anybody's house or anything fun.
Yeah. The other issue was we put on Twilight Zone, which is like one of these shows that we go to sleep to. So, I mean, we didn't even set ourselves up well. it was like blanket on the couch, Twilight on, it just like a couple beers, it's like done.
At that point you might as well have had somebody, you know, singing a lullaby while gently caressing your hair.
Right, where's my head pats?
Exactly. if anime taught us anything, my wife is wrong. Everybody loves head pats.
Exactly. I did get a new microphone. I actually set it up without any technical issues. So, hooray me.
Sweet.
It didn't come with instructions on how to make this podcast better, though, so.
I mean, you always see the meme of, you know, step one, buy a new microphone. Step two, set it up. Step three, ? Step four, profit.
We're still swimming around ?
Yes. Somebody needs to fill out question marks.
I figured my New Year's resolution would to make this show 1% better. I know it's a stretch, but I think we could do it.
But I mean, isn't 1% of zero still zero?
You're not supposed to tell people that. Jeez.
They can figure that out on their own. Oh man.
Maybe they didn't want to even think about it.
Yeah, so I don't remember if your dad like included you. I don't think your dad included you in this text, but he sent me a text like during the year.
Mm-hmm.
at that point when I was like, I kept calling you out for your chair being super squeaky.
Yeah.
And he was like, so do I need to buy Sean a chair for Christmas? And I said, well, I mean, it might just be cheaper to shame him, but if you want to spend the money, go ahead.
I'm just trying not to be bouncy. I think I'm doing a pretty good job so far. Like I said, 1% lift this year.
Exactly. If you can get rid of the squeaks of the chair, that's all the 1% we need right there.
Oh, man.
So what you drinking, Sean?
So I'm super behind on my beer log. I'm going to blame not recording on Sundays. Why my fridge is so full instead of, you know, me just actually drinking. But from Wiley Roots Brewing Company, I'm having Midnight on the Run. This is a vanilla Imperial Triple Chocolate Stout. Keep cold, enjoy fresh. So that's what I got going for me.
Nice. From the Pops?
Yep, I got another care package. Comes in at 9.2% ABV. Honestly, it's for an Imperial, it's pretty smooth. You don't really get that Imperial taste in your mouth. And I feel like the vanilla just adds to the smoothness. It doesn't punch you in the face vanilla.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty solid. I mean, I think if you're definitely looking for a easy-to-drink Imperial, this would probably definitely be your cup of tea or cup of stout if you really want to get technical.
Technical, yes. Technicality. you got to say that before the actually crowd calls you out. And by actually crowd, I mean me. I'm that guy.
Of course you are. So what you got?
So, I actually signed up for a brewery club membership for the first time.
Wow, look at you.
I know. And so it's a brewery based out of Oxnard. And so I ended up going up there yesterday just to go pick up some of their beers because, you know, I was going to be in the area because my wife, for her birthday, just wanted to go get food at a restaurant to go and then find a place to sit by the beach and watch the water while we ate.
Nice.
So we ended up in Ventura for that.
I was going to say, Oxnard, that's a fucking hike.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that bad. Like, with no traffic, it was like a little over, it was about an hour and a half.
That's not too bad.
And so, you know, if you leave at the right time, just coming home fucking sucked because that's when all the people are out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but, so what they do is basically they do a lot of like saisons and, they're kind of getting into stouts and barley wines, but then, you know, because, you know, you got to make money somehow, so you got to appeal to the cool crowd and make all the hazies that you can.
Do people still, like, go crazy for hazies?
Apparently they do because, you know, actually, I don't think the hazies are the go-to anymore. I think it's those fruit grenade beers that explode if you don't have them at the right temperature.
Oh, wow. That seems a little extreme.
Yes, you know, because they pour all that fruit in there after it's supposed to stop fermenting, but then, you know, the sugars from the fruit just, when it gets to a certain temperature, start the re-fermentation process all over again.
Yeah, the suspended yeast probably that are left over in the beer probably start chewing away.
Yes, so like wow. 450 North is the one. Like I see stuff all over, people posting stuff on Instagram of them just like loading the back of like Ford, you know, big old Ford pickups with just cases and cases of their beers. And so but you know what's funny is like the people are like, well, it's the brewery's responsibility to package their beer safe or whatever. Like I can't always keep it cold, and I'm like,
but it says on the can keep cold,
right? And it's like, so shouldn't are you the same, do you leave your milk on the counter and then get mad when it turns into chunks because you didn't want to keep it cold?
Maybe.
So what I'm drinking today is called Dragon Glass. It's a Imperial. It's a farmhouse style saison that actually was brewed in collaboration with Kyle from Horace Aged Ales.
Kyle,
who's like he's starting to branch out more. Like he went from just doing barley wines and stouts, and he's starting to make his IPAs too. Because, you know, again, you got to make the money from the cool kids.
That's true.
But features a malted, unmalted obsidian and accent barley that pairs with malted wheat and Pilsner malt. This spent 1 year in oak barrels with each of our mixed cultures before being bottled, naturally bottle conditioned. And so this was bottled on 5/15 of 2020, and it's batch number one. And it comes in at 6%. And I like it because it's just like the perfect glass. It's like just a little bit over 16 ounces glass bottle. It's not like the full like wine bottle that normally saisons are.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to feel like I'm not like, you know, committing a full day to drinking it. And I don't know, man. It's weird. Like, we both had that same thing where, like, the Belgian yeast kind of just almost, like, was, like, offensive to us to smell.
Mm-hmm.
But the Saison, man, there's just something, like, a sweet, weedy smell to it. And it's got a tartness to it, but it's not, like, enamel-stripping, cloying, you know, tart. Like, you're not eating a warhead.
Mm, gotcha.
But, you know, I was watching, there's a Instagram guy, and he promotes LA beers. His name's Hopped LA, and so on Fridays he does live streams of him like drinking beers and reviewing them and stuff. And he was like, "What are you drinking?" So I'm like, "You know what? I should go get a beer." And I looked at my fridge, and all I had was stouts and barley wines. And I'm like, "Dude, I don't want anything heavy. Like, I was kind of full from eating, and I just wanted something easy and light and crisp." And I'm like, "I don't have any crispy boys."
Mm-hmm.
So that's. You know, but then I also went to the brewery and I picked up like three saisons and a whole bunch of barley wines. So I guess I'm a dumbass.
How is your fridge? Are you back to two levels, or are you keeping it maintained at one?
No, I never got back to one level. Like, I kind of did, but then, like, my trip yesterday added – and then I have to go pick up more beer at some point this upcoming week because I'm taking part of another virtual beer festival.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
So I'm going to go get, like, 8 or 9 more beers that I – you know, but I plan on drinking most or all of those on Saturday.
So you're how are the virtual beer tours?
The only one that I've done is really good because they talked about like they did a live Q&A thing or whatever, and they talked about that with that with Hopped LA actually. Mm-hmm. And he kind of asked them about, you know, their motivation or whatever behind starting their own. Mm-hmm. And he said that they were talking about how they would go watch some and like the audio was shitty, or you know, it was all laggy, or it was just basically like a Zoom call.
Yeah.
Where like everyone was just kind of, like everyone was supposed to participate, but you know, like we learned at Anime Expo that year at the Maid Cafe that expecting, you know, random assholes to participate for it to be fun just means it's not going to be fun or it's going to be weird. And so exactly. For this one, like they go to the breweries when they pick up the beer and they'll sit down and they'll interview the brewer, you know, for a 15-minute to 30-minute long little interview where they talk about the beer and the brewery. And then they give you like even more time to drink the beer, so you're not being forced to like chug it. Where they'll have like a band play a couple songs, or somebody like do magic tricks, or they'll have a trivia guy there.
Gotcha.
And so it's all like the audio is really good, but then as they're cutting in and out, they have like they'll cut back in with like live stuff, so you can actually chat with them too. So it's not all pre-recorded, but it's not all live. So it's a good it's a good mix.
Okay.
Nice. And then this last one, they were able to ship.
Like, I don't know ship what the beer was, for the tour. Okay.
No, for the festival. It's like a festival. So yeah.
Oh,
like,
gotcha.
It's called oh man. I had it. I should have it. I'm a horrible person. But yeah, like the guy I met at it's Last Drop Beer Festival is their like social media handle.
Mm.
I thought that's what it was, but I just wanted to make sure. But I met one of the guys at another beer festival in person years ago, him and his fiance at the time. And we talked and stuff, and I've run into him a few times at Bottle Logic. So they're good guys, and they actually care about craft beer too. So they're not just a couple guys trying to make a quick buck. Cause you know, according to them, they're like pretty much barely breaking even. Cause you know, last time they had to drive up to Northern California to pick up beer from two breweries and set up and do interviews and then drive back down to San Diego at one point. So they're all over.
Yeah.
But yeah. Nice.
That's not bad.
No. So one of the things we missed, Sean, while we were gone, and this, we could, like you said, we could probably do a whole show on it, but I just wanted to touch on it because it was kind of cool, as Disney did an Investor's Day, which, like, if they were smart, they could have done like DC did and did it like a whole convention thing, but instead of just making it like boring PowerPoint presentations.
Mm-hmm.
But basically they announced everything for all of their properties, all their upcoming shows for Hulu, Disney Plus, shit, even ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
All their Marvel, all their Marvel stuff, their Star Wars stuff, which, holy shit, there's a ton of Star Wars TV shows coming out.
Yeah, there's a ton of just content drop. Like, I didn't even get into ESPN because it was just so freaking much with what was going on.
But yeah, if you just Google, like, either Google Disney Investor Day is what I did, and you can go through and find out, like, they're, you know, they're doing a Hocus Pocus 2, which is supposed to be, like, my wife's excited about because they're getting the original cast, a bunch of TV shows, more live-action movies, apparently, because that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Disney-themed TV shows coming to Disney+, Star Wars-themed TV shows.
I feel like they're putting a lot of eggs in their basket. I mean, I know they own Marvel and Star Wars, but a lot of their content is starting to get hit or miss. Like Mandalorian, you know, people love, and then it's like Mulan comes out, the live action, people shit on it. Like, it seems like, you know, this is a lot of content that they're going to really be pushing on for subscription users to, you know, enjoy and try to get more people. And then, like, they revealed, like, you know, you're gonna have to pay $30 on top of your monthly subscription to get one of the movies. And it's like, you know, the funny thing is, they're like, everybody goes, well, you pay like that much money to go see it in theaters. And it's like, no, not everybody goes in and starts buying a bunch of popcorn and junk. So I don't know. It's like, it's just interesting on the content drop and some of the ways they're doing this.
Right. And I will, like, this is like one of the few times I guess I could defend Disney or will defend Disney, that, like, with Mulan, it was the first movie they did that with the $30 upcharge, mm-hmm. if you wanted to watch it. But then, like, a month or two later, it's free now, so you don't have to pay anymore.
Yeah.
So if you're just patient, basically it's the same thing, like, if it showed up in the theaters, and then it's like, well, I don't want to go see it in the theater, I'll just wait till they stream it, and then you just wait a couple months, and it's on streaming for free, or included in the price. So, yeah. I mean, it must have worked, because, you know, as much as, even though a lot of people complained about it, it must have made them enough money to make it worthwhile, or else they wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
And also Mulan, you know, people, nobody really likes any of the live action movies.
Yeah. And now they're doing, like, you know, I think Beauty and the Beast is coming out, that live action. So we'll see. Well,
that's supposed to be a TV show.
Oh, gotcha.
Live action movie, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
The two guys, they have the guy that plays Gaston and his, crush, or the guy that crushes on him or whatever.
Yeah.
But they don't got Emma Watson in there. So it's just Beast without the beauty.
Exactly. I will say that I do have one issue, though, Danny. Yes? Nobody asked for this. Nobody wants to see Moon Knight. Why do we have a Moon Knight thing coming?
I was waiting to see how triggered that made you. I mean, but they got, at least they got a good actor to play him, I guess. Poor man,
we'll
Batman.
See. Yeah.
And like, but then like, it's not, I don't know, if it's on Disney Plus, I don't know how gritty it's going to be, because he's supposed to be a gritty character.
Right. But yeah, they're going to make an adult section. Disney, right. Adult.
Well, I mean,
oh, no.
That's Hulu.
Right. That's true.
So, but yeah, it's like, you know, if all this stuff comes out when they say it will, because of the whole, you know, can't really film much during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Then this next year is going to be a big year for Disney Plus, because, like, it's supposed to be coming out soon. The WandaVision is supposed to be starting up soon.
Yeah.
Like this month.
Yeah, and then we got like some unusual sequels like Hocus Pocus 2.
Yes.
You know, a couple reboots like Cheaper by the Dozen, Sister Act, so I don't know, it just seems like there's a lot of, you know, we got more Indiana Jones coming out.
Which I don't know if that's anything anybody asked for, even though I will admit, Sean,
what?
That I might be a horrible person because I actually enjoyed Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
I didn't think it was that terrible. It got a little bit out there towards the end and the aliens and shit, but I don't think it was overall that bad.
But to me, like, the aliens made sense because, like, they're like, well, Indiana Jones is supposed to be, like, all about the mysticism and this kind of stuff. And it's like, yeah, that was because he was fighting the Nazis, and that's what Hitler was about. Hitler was about finding, like, mystic-type weapons to, you know, help power himself.
Yeah.
And then, when he went to the – got older, there were no more Nazis, but there were Russians, and the whole thing with Russia was, you know, the space stuff.
Yeah. Do you know anything about Shogun?
No, I do not.
See, that was there's some other oddball things that are listed on here too. Like Shogun makes me interested just only because I've been playing Ghost of Tsushima.
Yes.
And then we got some, for those that are big fans, four more seasons of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So that should be make people happy if you enjoy that show.
Or sad, depending on if it goes off the rails or not.
That is true. I mean, I feel like that show going off the rails would probably be a good thing.
But, not in a good way, because that show's already off the rails. I guess it would be bad for that show to go on the rails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could expect some more Percy Jackson, and, you know, they're bringing back the Mighty Ducks. Game changers!
The only bad thing about bringing back Percy Jackson is they're not going to bring back the only reason to watch Percy Jackson movies.
What?
Alexandra Daddario.
Oh. Sadness.
It is. Super sad. Oh, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely check it out. There's a lot of different... There's just so much. I mean, we can't literally go through everything. We'll be here
all day. Unless, of course, you know, Disney wants to sponsor us. Correct. Can definitely talk about it all day.
You're absolutely correct. We'll take a whole month talking about this. We'll do some deep dive action.
Exactly.
Help us, and Disney, help us reach our 1% improvement goal.
Oh, man. But so, you know, you mentioned earlier The Mandalorian being one of the hits.
Yes.
So I know the answer to the question, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. Sean, did you watch it?
No.
Yeah. See, I figured. I just wanted to call you out because you said before we left, you were like, let's talk about it after the break because I want to watch it before we talk about it. And
you know what? That's fair. I have nothing. I was doing other things, so it's my own fault.
I don't know. During the recap of our holidays, you said you pretty much didn't do anything.
That's fair. I mean, I was just making small chat. I mean, I was doing things. Come on.
Oh, man. But I finished watching The Mandalorian. And, after watching, like, after seeing all the stuff that was covered in the Disney investors meeting,
yeah,
a lot of, they, like, every time they introduced a side character, it just basically became a little teaser trailer for their own series.
Oh, jeez.
But I mean, not in a bad way necessarily, but it's like everybody that they announced that's going to have their own show, like Ahsoka, she was in there, and Boba Fett, he was on there, and he was actually badass. And, you know, at the end of the last episode, there's a little, and they didn't even announce it for the, in the Disney investors meeting, but the end of the last episode, you know, post-credits, there's a post-credits scene that actually sets up Boba Fett getting his own TV show at the end of this year coming out.
Now that I know Boba Fett's in it, I'm almost more enticed to start watching it.
I can't tell anymore.
Let's see. What's the best way to describe that? You know, just doubt it's going to happen. I'm just trying to make it positive on the show. Again, trying to reach my 1%.
That you're going to watch the show, or that the Boba Fett show is going to happen?
I hope the Boba Fett show starts. I mean, Boba Fett's awesome. He even has his own theme song by MC Chris.
So does Han Solo.
I'm on Solo. I'm dead!
Spoilers. Exactly. Oh, man. But yeah, no, The Mandalorian was pretty cool. They had some, like, cool moments. There's a scene that people, like, who are longtime Star Wars fan, Star Wars Theory was one, and then Kevin Smith, like, they kind of spoiled it for me from their social media posts, because I'm not a complete idiot and I can do math. You know, when you have, like, Kevin Smith and, like, Star Wars Theory and Mark Hamill posting things, and I'm like, oh, Mark Hamill's going to make an appearance on the show. Right?
Possibly.
And he did. And so then, like, people were making videos of them reacting to it, and then this dickbag that works for Disney was basically making fun of them for, like, showing emotion to having a character, like, be badass on the show.
Is that, like, getting paid to do reaction videos? And making more than the original content.
I think maybe that's why he was sad. But he was like, yeah, you know, it's like, you know, it sucks when you have to fake emotions to get views. And the guy was like, I wasn't faking emotions. Like, that was my real feeling. And so there was a big back and forth between this dude and, like, Star Wars Theory. Who, he actually makes, like, Star Wars, like, fan films that are pretty good, actually good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... If you're a Star Wars fan, you should watch The Mandalorian and just know that, like, because even, like, the MMA fighter character, she's supposed to be, like, in, like, Rangers of the New Republic, because that was, like, basically her job.
Nice.
She was a heavy gunner. Bow, 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 bow. Yes. So, but you mentioned, Sean, that you played Ghost of Tsushima. Tsushima?
Yes. I think I finished the game before we stopped the podcast for our winter break, but I actually got back into it, and I've been playing the online Legends version, which is really what I wanted to talk about, because it's pretty damn fun. So you get to choose. There's four classes that you could pick from. There's no customization really, except like your armor. So you know the hunter with the bow and arrows is the female character. Like, that's all you could be. And so, but you could switch out her armor and stuff. So you get 10 story missions, and then you have four maps for survival where you have to survive, waves of, enemies, and you have different difficult settings. You have bronze, silver, and gold. And then on the weekly stuff, once you kind of get maxed out at like 100, well, 110 is the official limit, but like once you hit like 100 chi, you could start doing some nightmare stuff. And there's also a raid that you could do. They call it a raid. So basically, it's a four-person event that you have to do. There's three different chapters, and each chapter you could do basically any time once you do them all. But man, dude, the raid was pretty damn fun. It was pretty intense. Definitely less complicated than a Destiny raid. We'll say that. But there was definitely some interesting mechanics and a lot of different jumping puzzles and stuff that you had to go through, and a lot of teamwork that you had to do. And the other part too is it's just like waves and waves of guys. So it's definitely like a lot of, you got to be able to clear ads regardless of what class you are, or else you'll help the team fail and die. It was kind of interesting because like the main villain is also like hunting you during the raid. So when your timer is starting to expire, because you only have a certain amount of time to do it before it wipes you, and like she'll just like pop up on the screen and your whole screen just goes red with her face just staring at you. It's pretty intense. But I'm going back through right now, and I'm trying to platinum the game. So all I have to do is finish getting all four of my characters to level 20, and then I got to go through and beat the a new game on the plus version, which is supposed to be a little bit harder. You definitely can't take as many hits, so it should be pretty fun. I've been going through the main story a second round and trying to blitz through it so I could get to that platinum trophy. But definitely I think this game has really got to be game of the year for 2020. I can't think of any other game that was that good that came out, and The Legends is just fantastic. My only concern is there's not a lot of social media like about Legends and a lot of communication about it, like in Destiny. So it's like, I don't know like how much life span this Legends is going to have before they start releasing additional content for it to make it, to keep it like people interested in the game.
Right. You know, one thing I will say, you know, I've gotten better at Destiny with the jump puzzles because I actually have figured out how the hunter jumps, and I've been in enough areas more than zero times to know what ledges I can actually make it through safely.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't have, you know, friends that are supposed to be helping me, pushing me off cliffs when I actually make it. It's like, oh, I made it to this point. Well, now where do I go? And then I look, turn around, and I'm falling because they pushed me off. Fucking dicks.
Yeah.
But, it is kind of hard to play games with jump puzzles and relax and have a few beers.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, and for your game of the year thing, Ghost of Tsushima. Tsushima, I don't know. I guess part of the reason I'm mispronouncing it is because I don't have the spelling and I'm too lazy to look it up. Yeah. How is it pronounced, Sean?
Tsushima.
Tsushima, thank you. So Ghost of Tsushima did not win game of the year.
Do I want to know what won?
Last of Us 2.
I didn't play Last of Us 2. That's actually a game I should probably put on. I should probably get. Just because I'm behind. So, oh man, so, I actually totally forgot about that game.
but the internet wasn't mad necessarily that Ghosts lost to Last of Us. They more felt that Animal Crossing should have won Game of the Year.
Wow.
And not even necessarily because of the game. Their argument is because it helped, like, for the first couple months of the pandemic, it helped people, like, get through it. So, that was their argument.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a good one or not.
I don't know if it is or not. It is what it is, I guess, though.
Exactly. So, one of the things I did, I read, like, a little slow, I should have read more, but I read the first two volumes or chapters, I guess, or books of a manga, Sean.
Oh, did you now?
It's announced to be an upcoming anime that people are already like upset about, the same way they were upset about our waifu Uzaki-chan.
Yes.
So the name of the book is an upcoming anime is Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagatoro.
Uh-huh.
And so basically like The stories are, there's like multiple stories in each book. So there's like five or six little short stories. So I'm guessing it's going to be like super like quick. It's going to be similar to Uzaki-chan in story in a way where basically Miss Nagatoro is a year younger than the guy that's the main character. And she's with her friends in the library in the first book. And then he's there, super nerd, and he drops his like papers and she like sees one and it's his like manga that he's writing about a brave hero that saves the girls and they all fall in love with him, and so she's basically like spends every chapter just making fun of him
for being in her. Holy shit, that's pretty cheap too right now. It's on sale. The first couple volumes are on sale on the Google Books for $4.
Yes. So but then I think it's gonna be told like Love is War style, where they just have multiple episodes in each episode, in a way, multiple stories in each episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a fun read. There's points where like she's like either it ends like her just like being happy that she was like giving him a hard time, or like there's a couple where she's like, shit, maybe I went too far.
Oh, got you.
But of course, you know, she's it's weird. I don't know, man. Like, it went from being like one of those quirks that are like supposed to make girls adorable to like being annoying because it's overly done. But but she's got that like lip tooth fang thing going on where it's not her tooth, but it's her lip that's making the fang.
That's terrible. And
I don't remember if you sent it to me or like it was in a group thing that we're part of, but I'm pretty sure we both saw it where it was a guy made a YouTube video was talking about how like the tooth fangs are okay, but the lip fangs are not. That you should take your if your waifu has a lip fang, you should take her to the hospital because she might have cancer.
Oh man!
But yeah, it's like I said, it's coming out, and people already are, you know, triggered by it on Twitter.
Everybody's triggered about something. I don't know what to tell people.
I mean, it's not like overly sexual. Like, again, they're like treating them like they're high school students, which they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's like, she's like teasing him about like, oh, you want to kiss me, don't you? And he kind of leans in and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you fell for that. Oh man. But you actually watched some animes, Sean.
I did watch some stuff. You know, I had a little bit of downtime, so I did. And the other piece too is, I've been watching some dub just because it's easier to multitask to versus watching the normal stuff, the sub. So that was kind of the reason why I was able to get through some of these, all three of these animes, because I had some downtime. It was easy to multitask to these. But the first one is called...
Oh, real quick, I'm sorry. I was going to say, that whole argument of what's better, sub versus dub, and people that are like... hardcore anime, it's like you're not a real anime fan if you watch it subtitled, and it's like, dude, like I can't sit there and like focus 100% of my attention to a TV show 100% of the time.
Yeah,
like I understand, I enjoy the dub version better, I mean the sub version better generally, because sometimes the subtitle voices, the dub voices are a little weird, but if I want to like, you know, pay bills while I'm watching a TV show, I'll throw on a dubbed anime.
Correct. Like, usually, like, it's, like, laundry. Like, when I'm trying to fold, like, a bunch of laundry, and I can't, like, watch the screen, like, 100% of the time, or to your point, you're trying to take care of something, like, online, it's much nicer to have the dub on.
Which is how, like, the only way that I'm almost completely through the, what's the name of that? Princess Resurrection.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, it's been, like, I'll watch, like, 2 episodes a week, but... I'm still like, why am I watching this show sometimes?
You're but still watching it?
Yes.
I gave up, man. I stopped.
I think
you're
I'm on like
a trooper than
like
me.
17 out of the 24, but because it's dubbed, so I can watch it and not really pay attention.
Mm.
I can browse Reddit while I have something on in the background. That's what
it
I do.
Has it even improved slightly, or is it just the same bullshit?
I mean, they added more characters. Does that make it better or worse?
Do the characters make the show better?
I mean, they add the same that all the other characters added, but there's more of them.
Oh, got you.
Every time I watch it, it's just I don't know if it bothers me or what, but the wolf character.
Yeah.
Like, she's a pretty much almost a direct one-to-one ripoff of Kim Possible.
Oh, really? I didn't watch Kim Possible, so.
Well, like,
the jeans and stuff?
Like the same color outfit, the same fit, like the little black midriff top with the baggy green pants and the red hair.
Yeah. But she doesn't have that those sick wolf arms.
Right. But the wolf doesn't have the cool little ringtone thingy that the communicator that, you know, almost sounds like the Power Rangers theme song, but it's Kim Possible. And I knew a guy that had that as his ringtone whenever he got a text. So it was just like, and I'm like, is that Power Rangers? He's like, no, Kim Possible. And I'm like, oh, that really sounds like Power Rangers.
Did your disrespect for him increase?
I mean,
it's like Kim Possible, like, bro.
I had zero. I mean, he was young enough. Like, he was like a new hire ish at the time. And so I had zero respect for him. So I don't know if that number could change.
Mm-hmm.
Because anything times zero is still zero.
Right. No, it's pretty funny because like I still get that every once in a while when like somebody figures out that like I watch anime and stuff, they'll just be like, is it true? Like, it's like, you know, I guess like my personality is not very like senior leadership type. So it's like people always like randomly come up and talk to me about like what video games or what show or what anime I'm like watching, but they think it's like It's like they're partially like weirded out a little bit, and then like they're like, then it's like they're like, oh, that's really cool. And then like, then it's like something easy I could talk to them about when like when I'm walking around or seeing them, like, oh, you watching something this
right,
week?
like a buddy of mine got hired into like senior management. He worked one job in a warehouse job, and he got hired. He got poached basically into another job where he was hired immediately into like senior management.
Yeah.
And apparently the workers hated the owners, but like they talk shit about everybody, all the owners and upper management in Spanish.
Yeah.
And he was like, he didn't say anything for a while until like a conversation came up where somebody asked a question, and like a couple of the guys he was talking to didn't know. So then he answered the question in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know Spanish? You know, because he's first generation from Portugal, and so he doesn't speak Spanish, but he speaks Portuguese, which is relatively close to Spanish.
Yeah.
All the love languages. But yeah. Then he became like the guys, like if they had any problems or needed to ask like a question, but didn't want like trust other management to like not throw them under the bus or whatever, he became their go-to guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the village weeb for them, dude.
I am. That's what I'm here for.
So what did you watch, Sean? Now that I've interrupted you a few times.
It's okay. So the first one I watched was Grimoire of Zero. I thought that this one was pretty interesting. It's about like witches and magic, like in the medieval times. And basically you find out like, you know, the church is burning witches and stuff. And there's like a really famous witch that, you know, was loved by the people that was killed. And you basically later find out like it wasn't anybody's fault. It was kind of like an experiment gone wrong that just kind of got really out of hand, and she was just trying to save everybody, but she got blamed for it, and that's why she died. But it basically started like a whole revolution and like war, so you had like different groups fighting. And the other part is basically sometimes some humans can be born with like not magic, but magic makes them like into a beast form. And so you have like this mercenary that, you know, these animal types are really good at hunting witches because they have super strength and speed and stuff like that. So there's like this tiger guy that's going around, and he ends up bumping into a witch, and one of the witches group is all about worshiping this witch named Zero, and basically he runs into Zero, and it's some girl that was been sheltered like her whole life, and she's like trying to fix things now that she's left like her like the place that she grew up in. And so she's like super powerful, like you don't really realize it until like the first couple into like the second or third episode when she just like gets some shit done. But it's about them kind of like trying to, you know, the whole thing is about trying to build peace between the nation and stuff. And there's a couple different twists going on that also are in there. And then like it kind of, I don't know if it's a manga and it kept going, but because it kind of leaves it open ended to where, you know, they solve the first conflict, but obviously this is just one country and there's other countries that need to be like quote unquote saved, and you know Zero and the tiger guy kind of seem to go in different areas. So it was pretty fun. I thought it was pretty funny. I don't think it was anything groundbreaking, but definitely like a solid 7 or 8, if that's something anybody be watching. Kind of pretty lighthearted, has some serious dark notes into it, but I think it was more lighthearted than anything.
Right. You know, friend of the show Manthing and I were talking about anime, and he like, I recommended him watching a couple because he has Funimation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hit him up and I told him to watch Gleipnir and Love is War and Uzaki-chan.
Yeah.
And then he asked me, he's like, well, what kind of anime do you watch? Because normally he watches like Sword Art Online is one that he watches.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that he's been bugging me to watch. And so I kind of figured maybe we should for the show, for the sake of him, is also on Funimation. It is
Did you put it in the same list?
I'm currently watching. Steins Gate.
I feel like I watched Steins Gate. Maybe I did it. I don't know.
What kind of anime do you? What kind of anime do you watch?
Do you have it saved under our watch?
What's that?
Do you have it saved under our watch list?
No, I did not do that. That was like too much work.
Yeah, I got to go back and watch like Wandering Witch too. There's a couple different ones I got to go in and watch.
But he watched me. He's like, "What kind of anime do you watch?" I'm like, "Dude, I don't know, man. It depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Sometimes I want something that's just fucking like goofy as shit, and sometimes I want something that's like bloody as shit, you know?"
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, like you said, the show, the Grimoire of Zero is like, it's nothing groundbreaking, but it's just fun and goofy.
Yeah, it's like a very easy, casual to watch show.
Sometimes you need a palate cleanser because everything can't be. What was that show where she was like the knight and she had to go fight the beast, but she was kind of part beast? That was like super like gritty and bloody that we liked a long time ago.
I don't even remember.
I'm horrible with names. As you know, trying to say the name of the video game. But anyways, what was the other one you watched, Sean?
Oh man, I watched Dusk Maiden of. I feel like that's not even written right. I think I'm blaming you on this one. I don't think you wrote it down right. Dusk Maiden of Amnesia is the
I just wrote down Dusk Maiden. Figured you would know the rest of it because your show.
I didn't have it memorized. So there's a 12 episode anime and a OVA on VRV. So basically, this is about a ghost that you end up that's kind of haunting the school. And it turns into, it's supposed to be, like, it's under, like, the scary tab on High Dive or whatever. But it, you know, I don't know if there's any anime that's really, like, scary. Because there's some that are disturbing, a little gory. But I haven't seen anything that's like, oh no, spooky scary.
And the show I was thinking of that was, like, super heavy intense.
Yeah.
That we liked was Claymore.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. I've really heard that the manga and light novel are way better than the anime.
I mean, isn't that true of everything that has something that's written down transferred to visual media?
Probably. But, like, this one was significantly better. Not, like, slightly better. So, yeah, the other issue with Claymore is that the anime ends, like, way too short versus compared to what they have on the light novel and manga. So the more you know, though. So going back to Dusk Maiden of Amnesia, so we got a ghost, we got some romance, so we got semi quote unquote spooky story going on, and it has a very interesting plot and the background of the ghost and how everything kind of connects to each other at the end. You know, there's a little bit of feels at the end with how everything starts to come together. And I honestly thought it was pretty solid as well. Nothing like overly amazing. So around another 7 or 8, but this is definitely a little bit more on the romance side. And you know, I would say this almost every anime is a little bit of a what's that anime term now where all the girls like one guy, harem. I would say it's like a harem, but I think every anime is basically a splash a harem these days. So I thought it was pretty good. It's more serious. There is some pretty lighthearted jokes that go throughout the anime that, you know, you do laugh at, because it's kind of funny. Like, they'll talk about, like, because they're in part of the investigating club on, like, paranormal stuff. And so basically it always comes back to, like, the ghost girl, like, just doing something, like feeding ducks or something innocent, but it's, like, warped into some crazy, like, spooky story that they go investigate. So it's pretty funny. So I definitely would, I definitely recommend that one too.
Yeah, I think like when you sent me the pictures of what you were talking about, I added them to my watch lists.
Got you.
Like I've actually been good. I caught up. I got caught up mostly on, the Jujutsu show.
Mm-hmm.
And then they apparently it's going to be more than 12, and they took a break. But then they released a. I was caught up, and I thought I was caught up, and I just looked, the Jujutsu Kaisen. But they released a New Year's special.
Oh, gotcha.
But they took like a 2-week break between like episode like 14 and 15 or.
Okay, fair enough.
Right.
The last one I watched, How Clumsy Are You, Miss Una? Uni? Uno? I can't remember. These episodes are about 9 minutes, so this is a very quick series to go through. And this is just basically, the main character is like the special. Is like the president of the science class, and then she has our little sidekick, and then she's basically creates experiments that are supposed to be good for mankind, but it's really just a ploy to help her confess her feelings for the guy in the club that she has a crush on. So it's just really funny. It's totally ridiculous because like. You know, she's, like, the ultimate Tissandra, if I could ever, like, paint one. How much, like, shit she talks on him. And then, like, it's just, like, slightly, like anything, like, innocent. She starts to get, like, overly red and, like, confused. And doesn't, like, know what to do. Like, once she kind of, her plan starts to work on, like, having them, like, hold hands or do something ridiculous. So, like I said, it's very outrageous, but it's very funny. I think it's definitely a solid like 8 or 9 in the like not a lot just dumb fun anime category. It's a definitely a top on there. Like I know it probably won't be for everybody, but if you're just looking for something dumb to watch that you don't really have to think about and just want some easy short laughs, then that's probably for you.
Right. When I read the description and I saw that it was like basically they're in junior high and it's like, all right, well they can't. I added it to my watch list, but I'm like, I'll probably wait until your like review of it, because if they try to make it like creepy or sexy, that's one thing. That's like, you know, but if you're going to make it like where it's just awkward junior high love, like you said, where like holding hands gets her embarrassed because she doesn't know what to do kind of a thing, then that sounds like both like just funny to laugh at like kids. Yeah. And also reminisce when you were that age of like, oh, I remember when like talking to it, like, when a girl like talked to you and you like wait, she talked to me, why?
I didn't think it would go this far.
Right. You know, I mean, and it's one thing to think that way during junior high, but it's another thing to like be a nice guy and think that when you're like, you know, 25 years old and it's like, oh my god, this girl talked to me, she must want to like have sex with me, as opposed to like, oh my gosh, this girl talked to me, like what do I say back? I don't know. I'm
what so, do I you know, do
before I forget, you know, because going back and kind of watching animes that I fell behind on, and one of them I've watched a few more episodes of is Tower of God. Haven't quite finished.
Yeah, I haven't finished that one either.
But they released an hour and 10 minute long season episode 13 of the Are You the Only One That Loves Me?
Really?
And it looks like it's not a movie because it looks like it has like more than one like story in there. Like it has like a title, a name, a slash, and then more.
Yeah. So, is this on VRV?
Yes.
Got you.
So
interesting.
So yeah, because it popped up on my like continue watching.
Nice.
So yeah, I enjoyed that show. I'm pretty sure you did.
Oh yes, I remember this one now. Like it sounded familiar once I saw the cover. I'm like, oh
yeah, it's the one where the girl was like in the library and everyone thought she was ugly until she took off her glasses and showed her titties.
Yeah.
And then she was hot all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. Hour, 10 minutes. Nice.
Nice.
Hashtag nice.
Hashtag nice. So I actually, you know, one of the reasons, I guess not one of the reasons, but the main reason I didn't watch so much anime is I actually watched three seasons, of a Netflix TV show.
Oh, boy. Wow, you
got I watched it because, I started to watch it because a podcast that I had previously been a guest on / friends of the show, In Quest of Geek, formerly another show, but now they're go by Inquest of Geek. They talked about the show on Netflix called Kipo and the Age of Wonder Beasts.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the story takes place centuries after humans were forced to move underground because all the animals basically became mutants, like giant, and they could talk. Mm-hmm. And then there's like regular mutants, and then there's super mutants, and then there's like a monkey that's trying to like basically control, they kidnap all the people and put them mm-hmm. under his control.
Is and this so, like animated or is this like live action?
Animated.
Okay.
And so there's 3 seasons of 10 episodes, so it's not overly it's not trying to catch up on like Game of Thrones or like, you know, One Punch Man or any of those shows where they're like 100 episodes in.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is it ends after 3 seasons.
Oh wow, so it's like done.
I mean, unless there's, I can't see where the story going any further, and I didn't see anything about any renewals.
Okay.
It wraps up pretty cleanly. If there's any more, then it's, you know, it's going to suffer the same problem that almost every American TV show suffers from.
Yeah.
Where when they cancel, and like they finish it and people are like upset, and so they sign petitions and do all these like social media shit to like keep the show going.
Yeah.
And then the show comes back and they're like, that's not what I wanted. It sucks. Looking at you, Arrested Development. Or like TV shows just go like 1 or 2 seasons too long. Because everyone's like, oh yeah, the show is good, but just you don't need to watch the last season. Like I think Community is one of those shows, or Scrubs is another one.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh man, you can watch it up to this point and then stop watching it because it sucks after that. Like why can't we just let shows... Like, because I know that's a thing in England especially, where it's like, all right, the show is going to be 4 seasons, and that's it. Yeah. And so the people who are making the show know that they have to, they can tell their story and wrap it up, and they have 4 seasons to do it, versus keeping the show going, and then at some point the network decides, oh yeah, it's canceled, and they're like, but we didn't wrap up the story, and it's like, not our problem. but, like, one of the things that the show is under is, like, they have a... Representation Matters, I guess, sub section on Netflix. And so, you know, not all the characters are white, which I guess, you know, that's important. And I'm not saying that to be like I understand why it's important, because, you know, you see all the time when, like, you know, kids are like, hey, that character looks like me. I can, you know, relate to them.
Yeah.
But they just, that they don't like, for lack of a better term, they don't throw it in your face, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're not like one of the characters is gay, and you don't find out until, like, almost, like, either halfway through the first season or, like, maybe even in the second season.
Mm-hmm.
And then he meets another, it's, like, halfway through the first season, and then he meets another dude that's also gay, and then, like, they kind of start, like, a junior high relationship kind of thing, where they're, because they're, like, the main character, she just turned 13 in one of the episodes, so they're, like, super young, so it's not, like, but it's not like he's like, you know, Hollywood gay, where that's all he, it's the whole personality, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like the one dude from Will and Grace where he's just like super flamboyant and it's like, oh yeah, that guy is like embarrassing gay people by being on the show. You know, gay people aren't like that.
Yeah.
The soundtrack is pretty cool. I don't know, man. It's kind of young. It's mindless. But again, it's something like that you can watch because it's all in English. There's no... you know, it's an American show, so you can like watch it and you don't have to necessarily pay complete attention, but I don't know, man, like the story got pretty intense in the last season. It's like Harry Potter in a way, how like the first couple books, as the books moved along, they got more and more intense because the audience got older.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So it's kind of like that. It went from like the first season being kind of lighthearted and more fun, and then the last season is like shit's going down.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And then I watched, again, because of them, I watched a Netflix movie called Enola Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the story of Sherlock Holmes's sister, Enola, played by Millie Bobby Brown of Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because they got, the character they got to play, the actor they got to play Sherlock Holmes in the movie is Henry Cavill, who also was Superman, and somebody made a meme when, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch got cast as Stephen Strange and like had them together with Robert Downey Jr. And someone made the meme of, you either die a superhero or live long enough to see yourself become Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
So Henry Cavill proves that point even more. That, yes, in fact, you do, if you, you either die as Superman or you become Sherlock Holmes. but he's not in the movie very much. There's a lot, it's filmed similarly in style to the Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes, where he kind of talks to the screen a few times, breaks the fourth wall. It's a fun movie. It takes place in England when they're trying to give both women and poor people the right to vote. And of course the rich people don't want that to happen. And so that's kind of the subplot that's going on in the background. But yeah, it's a fun movie.
Nice. Not too shabby. All right, everybody. That's it for today's show. Thank you for hanging out with us for the first episode of 2021. Hopefully we've increased our ratings by 1%.
So 1.3 people more listening. Well, actually, that'd be 10%. So 1% would be 0.13 of a person more subscribed than last season.
Hopefully you like the show 1% more than last year.
Yes.
There was really no squeaky chair.
No squeaky chair. That's already like more than 1%.
Come on, give credit where credit is due.
You've exceeded your goal, Sean, already by no squeaky chair.
Exactly. We had this loaded episode with all sorts of Disney shit, some anime, some video games, some beer, everything that you look forward to in the We Are Adult show.
Exactly. Because, you know, we are adults.
Question mark. Make sure you follow us at Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Podcasts, all those fantastic places.
Leave us a review, please, on Apple, the podcast, yes. Because apparently that's Apple will like recommend people things if they get reviews and stuff.
Exactly. Tell the people that we are 1% better. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Later.